Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and as always, blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward in the Word of God. And as always, it is a great Word. Mother Valerie and I are with you today, giving God praise, giving God all of us. Good morning, Mother. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I am blessed to wake up to a beautiful, a gorgeous day. God is good all the time.
Yes, he is. And I am just grateful to have another day with him. Because somebody, Mother, as we say, every day, somebody didn't wake up this morning. But we did. And all we can do is say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm just grateful, you know, today to have another day with God. I'm about to go to a funeral this morning to another infant who was not given a lot of time, born prematurely. As many know, I lost a great-grandson, and it was rough. It was very rough, but God gets the glory. God gets the glory. And then this is the third baby whose funeral I will be going to this summer. And it's been rough. You know, but God is calling his children home. God is not allowing certain children that he feels so close to. I know that my great-grandson, an angel with God, after his passing, his forehead appeared a cross. On his little forehead appeared a cross. And I could do nothing more than just let the tears flow, because that was God's way of saying, don't worry, God. He was with me. I just decided to keep him. And I believe that he decided to keep these three children who I feel are family in his loving care. And all I can say is thank you, God, for loving these children in my life with your love. So please keep the Haley family, Shannon family, in your prayers as they go to give God praise for a life that is now in his loving arms, that has gone back to the source. Hallelujah, for the Lord is the source. And we know, as we have read in the book of Ecclesiastes, there is a time for everything under heaven. So, Father God in heaven, I thank you for this day that you have made, Lord God. We rejoice and are glad in it. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you hallelujah praise, Lord God. I ask your blessings, God, over bereaved families, God, over this world, God. Those that have lost family in floods and famine. Those that have lost family in hurricanes and tornadoes. Those that have lost family in pandemics, God. I ask you to please, God, give bereaved families peace. Those that have lost children in the womb. Those that have lost children right out of the womb. Those that have lost children that they have loved for many years, God, I just ask your blessing over bereavement, over bereaved families, over lost wives and husbands and children and mothers and fathers. Lord God, you know each and every one by name. And Father God, I lift up this message today, God, that you be exalted, God, above the heavens, that you be exalted above the earth, God, that you be exalted in everything we do. Lord God, remove Mother Valerie and myself and replace us with your Holy Spirit, God. For you are the source of our strength and the strength of our life. We cannot do this without you, God. So, Father God, we lift your name on high. We give you honor. We give you glory. And we give you hallelujah praise in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for another day. Give you honor and praise. Amen. Thanking God for you, Mother Valerie. I appreciate you. And I just want to say it. So many times we forget to tell people thank you while they're here. And then we want to cry and whine and holler when they're gone. So give flowers while you're here. And I give you thanks while you're here. I give you thanks while I'm here. I give you honor, my sister, my mother, my friend. And I thank God for you. You were missed. And I just have to say, you were missed. And as I get into the word this morning, I will be coming out of Isaiah chapter 28, starting at verse 16 through chapter 29, ending at verse 24. And I will also be in the 108th Psalm, verses 1 through 6, which is where our title word is coming from this morning. Mother Valerie will be back with you in Proverbs 25, 21 through 22, and 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And we pray that the Lord add a blessing to the reading and teaching of this word and to the hear of this word. Father God in heaven, thank you. And the word of God says, therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not act hastily. Also, I will make justice the measuring line. The righteousness, the hail, will sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters will overflow the hiding place. Your covenant will, death will be annulled, and your agreement with Shaul will not stand. When the overflowing scourge passes through, then you will be trampled down by it. As often as it goes out, it will take you. For morning by morning it will pass over, and by night and by night, and by day and by night. It will be a terror just to understand the report. But the bed is too short to stretch out on, and the covering so narrow that one cannot wrap himself in it. For the Lord will rise up as at Mount Perazim. He will be angry as in the valley of Gideon, that he may do his work, his awesome work, and bring to pass his acts, his usual acts. Now, therefore, do not be mockers, lest your bonds be made strong. For I have heard from the Lord God of hosts, a destruction returneth even upon the whole earth. Give ear and hear my voice. Listen and hear my speech. Does the plowman keep long all day to sow? Does he keep turning his soil and breaking the clods? When he has leveled his surface, does he not sow the black cumin and scatter the cumin, plant the wheat and rows, the barley in the appointed place, and the belt in its place? But he instructs him in right judgment. His God teaches him. But the black cumin is not thrashed with a thrashing sled, nor is a cartwheel rolled over the human, but the black human is beaten out with a stick human with a rod. Bread, flour, must be grown. Therefore, he does not thrash it forever, break it with his cartwheel, or crush it with his horsemen. This also comes from the Lord of hosts, who is wonderful in counsel and excellent in guidance. I got to say that again. This also comes from the Lord of hosts, who is wonderful in counsel and excellent in guidance. And Dr. Stanley says, for verse 29 of chapter 28 of Isaiah, have you experienced the wonderful counsel of God? Have you invited him to guide you to excellent places? He wants to lead you into a great future, but you must listen to his voice and obey his direction. We got to listen to the voice of God and obey his directions, not my directions, not your directions, but God's directions. So many times you want to do it, I can do it myself. One of my sons, that was his favorite word, I can do it myself. And I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. And my grandson is the same way. He knows what he's doing. And if he can't have his way, well, have a minute. And, you know, you have to say, wait a minute, little boy. You are sick. You're not in charge of anything, not even yourself. And that's how we have to understand. We are whatever age you are, whether you are 120, there is a daddy God. And he is over us and over ourselves. We might think we grow, but God is in charge. And when we realize that God is in charge, everything else falls into place. You know, you can have the biggest mess in this world, but when you know who's in charge, you know how to shut up, back down, and keep your tongue behind your teeth. You cannot tell your father what to do because there's only one daddy God, and he's in charge. And all we have to do is say, yes, sir. That's it, period. Yes, sir. When my children were little, their father was a military officer, and all they knew how to say was, yes, sir. Even though they may not have liked that cut, that haircut he gave them, because he got to have military haircuts until the day he died. And I know now that's why they both got hair everywhere, because they did not have a choice in their haircut. And I tell you this, yes, sir, is what he heard. There was no arguing. There was no complaining, maybe under their breath and away from his hearing. But that's understandably, God can even hear us when we try to mumble out a complaint. So it's different with our daddy God. He hears you in the middle of the night. He hears you in the morning light. He hears you when you mumble under your breath. He hears you when you sleep, because he's in your dreams. He knows everything about you, including the number of hairs on your head. And as we go back to a life example from Isaiah 28 and 28, and it says, when the milling ends, sometimes it will feel as if God's hand is heavy upon you, as if he is refining and shifting you for some reason known only to him. During those times, trials will grind at you, seemingly unending process. As I said, three ladies within 6 months. It's been rough. Yet when such seasons linger for you, look to Isaiah 28:28 for comfort. Isaiah writes, bread, flour must be ground. Therefore, he does not thresh it forever. We won't go through forever. We won't. We got to trust God. We got to keep our faith. God will not discipline you too much. He won't allow the process to destroy you. Rather, he knows just the amount of milling that's required to make you especially effective for ministry. Ooh. And the best news is it won't last forever. To my bereaved families out there, it won't last. forever. Just as the former, who is an expert in the possibilities of each grain of wheat, barley, or oat, God knows exactly how to develop you into the person he created you to be. Trust him. Soon enough, the refining will be over, and the result will be delightful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You got to tell God thank you, even through the trial, even through the test. Thank you, because if he didn't love you, he wouldn't be taking you through. If he didn't want to refine you, he wouldn't be taking you through. God is refining us, because iron sharpens iron. Hallelujah. You're being sharpened. You're being made whole. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Chapter 29 of Isaiah. Woe to Ariel, the city where David dwelt. Add year to year, let feast come around. Yet I will distress Ariel. There shall be heaviness and sorrow, and it shall be to me as Ariel. I will encamp against you all around. I will lay siege against you with a mound. I will rise dead work against you. You shall be brought down. You shall speak out of the ground. Your speech shall be low out of the dust. Your voice shall be like a medium. Your voice shall be like a medium out of the ground, and your speech shall whisper out of the dust. God is speaking to us this morning, and he wants us to know that we are God's children. And it says this. We got to just take a minute. God just put someone in my spirit. Father God, you know what our young people are going through, God. You know what our mothers are going through, God, our young mothers, God, with children, God. I'm praying for the person who has asked me to pray for them this morning, God. I had to stop and take a minute to lean on you, God, to ask you to give her strength, God, as she's getting her children ready for school, as she's doing what she has to do to make it to this, to provide for her children. So, Father God, I lift up my little sister, God. I lift up my daughters in Christ, God. I lift up those that are in need of you, God. But you are in charge of everything, God. And I lift them up. You know them by name, God. As they are asking you, God, for strength this morning. Lord God, let your strength reign. Let your hope in your in a future reign, God. Give young mothers and mothers in general, God, give them hope that their children will be successful, that their children will do well in school, that there will be no discipline problems, that each child will listen to their teachers and do what they are asked to do in their education, Lord God. For our educated society is a society that will live. A society that is uneducated and ignorant will not. They will fall for everything and anything. So, God, we are lifting up our children to be educated, to be thinkers, to be carers, to be those that will listen to their elders. Lord God, young single moms, God, I lift them up. You are the father in the household, God. You are the one that is there for the mothers to lean on. You are the one, God, that is guiding them into the right life and the right style that they should live, that they will not be a man in the home that is not their husband, that they will lean on you, God, as the one that takes, God, give them strength. Give each and every one strength this morning, God. As I stop for a praise break and say hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of the honor and of the glory. For I believe, God, that you will make all things better. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for these young women that come to church, that bring their children to church, not send them, but bring them. and work in ministry, God. These are the young women that are standing in need because the enemy will attack them before he will the ones in the world. So, Father, I pray for our young women. I pray for those that need more of you, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for this day that you have made, God. We're going to rejoice in it because we know that you answer prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for my Smith family. Thank you, God, for those that I've adopted. Thank you, Lord, for my mother, Mother Valerie Bell. And thank you for Sister Carolyn, God, for the mighty word that she gives us every day. Thank you for Mother Rita, Minister Shannon. Lord God, you have called her to evangelize, and that she does. You have moved her from this city that we are in to Kansas, God, to evangelize, God. We thank you, Lord, for Tracy, who is coming up, God, in ministry, who is going away. God, we ask you to keep her covered as she travels for training. We are asking you to cover our pastor, God, cover my pastor as she has to utilize another baby, God, the third one. Just as I've been at these funerals, she has been the one to have to put these poor little babies, not poor, these babies who are in your loving arms. They're not poor. They're rich because they're with you. And we know we will see them again, God, because you said so. In the name of Jesus, God, thank you for pastors. Thank you for clergy. Thank you for those that have to go through, that have to pray, that have to lift up. And thank you, Lord, for this break to pray. But when time comes, we got to take time to pray. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I lift up all that I need today. Amen. And the word of God says in chapter 29 of Isaiah, verse 5, moreover, the multitude of your foes shall be like fine dust, and the multitude of the terrible ones like chaff that passes away. Yes, it shall be in an instant suddenly. You will be punished by the Lord of hosts with thunder and earthquake and great noise, which and the flame of divine fire. Everything that he just said right here, we can all say we have seen in our lifetime. Moreover, the multitude of your foes shall be like fine dust. We've seen folks that have done us wrong pass away. Come on, I'm just calling it like it is. And the multitude of the terrible ones, like Jeff, that passes away. Yes, it shall be an instant, suddenly. You will be punished by the Lord of hosts. Have we not seen thunder and earthquake and great noise with storm and tempest? Have we not seen fire devour mouths? Have we not seen multitude of all the nations who fight against Ariel? Even all who fight against her and her fortress and distress her shall be as a dream of a night vision. It shall even be as when a hungry man dreams. And look, he eats, but he awakes, and his soul is still empty. Or when a thirsty man dreams, and look, he drinks, but he awakes, and indeed he is, and his soul still craves. So the multitude of all the nations shall be who fight against Mount Zion. Pause and wonder. Blind yourselves and be blind. They are drunk, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with intoxicating drink. For the Lord has poured out on you the spirit of deep sleep and has closed your eyes, namely the prophet, and he has covered your head, namely the seer. Oh, there's going to come a time where prophets will not be able to speak and seers will not be able to see. We are asking God to give us vision now, to show us signs now, because time is running short. I feel it. I feel it. Time is running short. The whole vision has become to you like the word of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one who is illiterate, or who is literate, say, read this, please. And he says, I cannot, but it is sealed. Then the book is delivered to one who is illiterate, saying, read this, please. And he says, I am illiterate. Therefore, the Lord said, in as much as these people draw near with their mouth and honor me with their lips, that I remove their hearts far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the commandment of men. Therefore, behold, I will again do a marvelous work among this people. A marvelous work and a wonder, for the wisdom of the wise men shall perish, and the understanding of the prudent men shall be hidden. Woe to those who seek deep to hide their counsel far from the Lord, and their works are in the dark. They say, who sees us and who knows us? Surely you have things turned around. Shall the potter be esteemed as the clay? Or shall the top thing made say of him who made it, he did not make me? Or shall the thing formed say to him who formed it, he has no understanding? It is not yet a very little while till Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be esteemed as a fortress. In that day the deaf shall hear the words of the book. The eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. The humble also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. For the terrible one is brought to nothing, the scornful one is consumed, and all who watch for iniquity are cut off, who make a man an offender by a word, and lay a snare for him who reproves in the gate, and turn aside the just by empty words. Therefore, thus says the Lord, who redeemed Abraham concerning the house of Jacob. Jacob shall not now be ashamed, nor shall his face now grow pale. But when he sees his children, the work of my hands in his midst, they will hallow my name and hallow the Holy One of Jacob and fear the God of Israel. These also who err in spirit will come to understanding, and those who complain will learn doctrine. God is giving us an understanding. He's wanting us to take time to be with him. Isaiah 29:13, these people draw near with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but have removed their hearts far from me. God not only isn't impressed with passionless prayers and dead devotion, he detests them. He has no interest in outward compliance, devoid of inward desire to please him. He wants us, not our words. These are possessions. I say it again. God wants us, not our words. God can have all the words he wants. God can have the deeds he wants. God, everything we have is God's possession. There's nothing that we have that God didn't give to us. We got to understand, God wants us. He wants our hearts. He wants our minds. He wants our spirits to love him without condition. Because God loves you. God loves your mother. God loves you, my sisters and brothers. And he wants us to love him, not because you sit in a pew on Sunday. Or maybe you don't sit in the pew. Maybe you classify yourself as a bedside Christian because you get up and watch it on the radio. I listen to it on the radio. I watch it on YouTube. All I can say is, if you don't go to his church, T.D. Jakes is not going to utilize you. You're going to need a pastor. You're going to need a church. You're going to need somebody who's going to know you to speak words over you when you leave this earth. Words that your family can take to heart. Somebody that knows you. And if you are a bedside Christian watching it on TV, unless that's all you can do, different. I'm not talking about the sick and the shut-in. I'm talking about the healthy who go to work every day. But then come Sunday, they don't have time for God. But I always talk about God, I need. What are you doing for God today? Are you giving him some time? Are you taking time out of your busy schedule to say, Lord, thank you. And Lord, how can I work in the kingdom? It's time to go to work, family. Mother, it's time to go to work. We don't have time to sit down. We got to we got to tell folks about our Father God. We got to tell our young women, you're not alone. You're not alone. Jesus is with you wherever you go. That Holy Spirit that lights up the way is with you wherever you go. Don't worry. Just have faith that Father God has got your back. He's got your, the crown of your head, the sole of your feet. He's got every part of you. Give it to God. And Isaiah 29:24 says, these also who err in spirit will come to understanding, and those who complain will learn doctrine. God disciplines us only to bring us to a better state than we had before. He uses adversity to teach us because we tend to learn more in our valley experiences than on our mountaintops. How many people pray and pray and pray for God's blessing, and then he gives them the blessing. They take the blessing and run and don't ever look back at the, that was at their bedside when they were sick and prayed for healing. Don't look back at the church that outraised their children. Don't look back at the grace that God gave us. We got to remember who's in charge of our life. We got to always tell God thank you. As I see the sun coming up this morning, I can only say thank you, Lord, for another day. You know, as we go into our psalm this morning, 108 Psalm, verses 1 through 6, which is where our title is coming from, Mother. It says, oh God, my heart is steadfast. I get filled up when I read the word of God because it goes into my soul. I will sing and give praise even with my glory. Awake, lute and harp. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the people. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your mercy is great above the heavens, and your truth reaches to the clouds. Hallelujah. Woo! As we sing a song, the Lord is high above the heavens. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Hallelujah. And your glory above all nations, that your beloved may be delivered, saved with your right hand and hear me. It's a prayer. Saved with your right hand and hear me, O Lord, who is high above the heavens and your glory above the earth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Mother, I turn it over to you. In the name of Jesus, God is in charge. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. God is just a good God, Pastor. And I want to thank and praise God for your devotion to him. You know, whenever I go to the table, I'll be looking for you, and you're there. And I thank God that you're faithful and that you love the children. And they were talking about Saturday, the women's conference. They were talking about jealousy. And I thank God that you're not a jealous woman. You're just not. Because when Pastor gave Minister Carla, my secretary Carla, the woman's ministry, you stuck with her and you helped her and you did everything that you can to help the woman's ministry. You're not a jealous person. I mean, you could have been jealous of that, but you're not a jealous woman. You said, give glory to God, saints, and you're right there with the woman's ministry. So I just thank and praise God for your devotion and for who you are in God. You're very helpful. You are a giving person. You are a loving person. And, you know, I just thank God for you. I read in Proverbs 25, 21, and 22. It said, if your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat. And if he is thirsty, give him water to drink. You know, that's something. If your enemy, the person that you know hates you, really hate you, the Bible said if your enemy is hungry, give him bread. And if he's thirsty, give him water. Help him. For so you will heap coals of fire on his head, and the Lord will reward you. So do what God say do. Don't try to be vindictive. Don't try to do something to somebody that hates you, to somebody that don't like you. Do what the Bible say do. It might be hard at the time, and I know it's hard, but God will reward you for doing that. That's back in the Old Testament, it said an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. If somebody did something to you, you do something to them. In the New Testament, it's not that way. It said if your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat. I'm reading 2 Corinthians 11:1-15. Oh, that you would bear with me in a little folly. And indeed, you do bear with me, for I am jealous for you with godly jealousy. For I have betrothed you to one husband that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear, at least somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit, which you have not received, my God, if they preach another Christ, and I don't know what Jehovah's Witnesses preach, but, you know, when they come, I don't really let them in. Or if he who have come preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it. For I consider that I am not at all inferior to the most eminent apostles, even though I am untrained in speech. Yet I am not in knowledge, but we have been thoroughly manifested among you in all things. Did I commit sin in humbling myself that you might be exalted? Because I preached the gospel of God to you free of charge, I robbed other churches, taking wedges from them to minister to you. And then when I was present with you and in need, I was a burden to no one. For what I lacked, the brothers who came from Macedonia supplied. And in everything, I kept myself from being burdensome to you. And so I will keep myself. As the truth of Christ is in me, no one shall stop me from boasting in the region of Acharia. Why? Because I do not love you, God knows. But what I do, I will also continue to do, that I may cut off the opportunity from those who desire an opportunity to be regarded, just as we are in things of which they boast. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder. For Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose ends will be according to their work. You have to be careful. I mean, very careful to who you listen to and who's your pastor, because the devil goes to church just as much as we do. He transforms himself into an angel. Transforms himself into an angel of light. And if you listen to him, he will deceive you. He said that everybody knocks on your door talking about Jesus. And, you know, you don't listen to all that. You have to read your word and know when people come to you that they come into you in the right spirit and with the word of God. I mean, you have to go to the church and listen to your pastor. You can't listen to everything that comes on the TV.
Come on now.
I mean, you don't know what kind of life those people are leading. They may be Satan himself transforming himself into an angel of light. You really have to be careful. And they always, as the Bible says, don't let everybody lay hands on you. I mean, you got to be careful to, even with people that are praying for you, you know, because you don't know. You got to know the person and know who's laying hands on you. You just have to be careful. Like
yes,
lesson
ma'am.
Second mother, Corinthians, lesson
mother,
three.
I just had, can I, mother, just a minute. I just wanted to say this. As mother was speaking, a situation happened where someone was having an encounter on Saturday, and someone was sitting behind them, and the prophet had said, I need you to move like now, because she also was a seer, and she saw the spirit coming out of that person, but it was about to go into another person, and she had to tell him to move. Spirit did not have a place to go. And then she binded and rebuked it and sent it back to the pits of hell. But that person had to get out of the way. We have to be very careful in proximity. When someone is being prayed for, you got to be careful that you're not in the line of that spirit. Because if you ever have had an encounter, I had one time where I watched and I saw God. I was about to have a moment, and God said, peace, be still, be quiet, watch. And as I stood there quietly watching all this negativity, I watched and I saw this black spirit flow from one person to another. I had never
my
seen
Lord.
Anything like it in my life. And that's when I knew I had to pray. I just shut up and I started to pray. And then the words started coming out of my mouth as I prayed, and I watched light come in, because darkness has taken over. And darkness will jump from one person to another person. We have to be very careful how we allow the enemy that he can come in and he can vilify, he can tear down. And we as parents have got to be very careful that we don't tear our children down where they feel worthless. Mother, last night I watched Kirk Franklin's story on YouTube. I cried like a baby, because Kirk also listens to this blog on occasion. And if he's listening today, I just want to say, I heard your story. More of us have lived it than you know. He's 53 years old, mother, and adopted, knew who his mother was, but she wasn't in his life like she should have been. And whenever she was in his life, she did not always tell him the truth. An encounter with a friend of his at a funeral, mother, is how his father was found. An encounter at a funeral. The man just happened to mention that he dated Kirk in the day. And the young lady spoke to him about some things. And he said, oh, I'm willing to take a DNA test. No problem. And he took a DNA test, sent it to Kirk, and said, you can do with this whatever you want. And Kirk did it and sent it in. 99.999, this man was his father.
My Lord.
Do you know his mother, even after the DNA test said 99999, this man is Kirk's father, couldn't be right. That this man couldn't be his father. Now, she had told him another man who had passed on was his father, and that man was not. She had lied to him about who his biological father was. Then she wanted another DNA test. He did it. They came together. She still sat at that table with two tests saying the man was 99999 church father. And so he can't do. And this man, watch this man, hug Kurt. Kurt made up with his son, who he has been estranged from for 2 years. Look at God. God will take a random situation and give closure. Look at God. And
Amen.
The dad is a nice man. And he cried because he said, I've always wanted a son. Didn't know his son was not too far from him. Kurt's children played at the house right by his father's house. Didn't know his dad was that close. Dad was going on about his business. He didn't know anything about his mother being pregnant 53 years ago. Didn't know anything. Didn't know. And was willing to step up. And it's not because the man needs anything. You can tell he's already a success. All you have to do is look at his eyes and look at him. He don't need nothing from Kurt. God sent him a successful father. God sent him someone where he can look up to. Look at God. So, Mother, I'm giving it back over to you. But I just had to give that example. That God, in the least, where you least expect, a funeral, think that through. A funeral and a random conversation.
Amen.
Turned into a blessing. Kurt is 53 years old.
Amen.
5 plus 3 is 8. God has given him a new beginning. Praise the Lord.
That is so beautiful.
He's got a new album coming out, too. And it's a tribute to Father. Father's Day is what it's called. Praise
Amen.
God.
That's such a beautiful story to find your father after all these years. You're 53 and you find your real dad and find him alive. He's prospering and doing well, and he wants to be in your life. That is totally, totally beautiful. God is good. And when she was talking about spirits, if we believe that there is a spirit of God, you know that there is a spirit of evil, that there is a spirit of Satan himself, transforms himself into an angel of light. People believe in God. And you have to know that the devil exists too. He roams around, going around seeking whom he can devour. You have to know these things. And the only way you're going to know them is by reading the word of God. Satan goes to church as much as we do. Maybe he goes even more than we do. He's there.
Come on.
And that's just like Sunday. I was saying, Satan, I command you. In the name of Jesus, all these evil spirits or spirits that are not supposed to be here, leave this building, leave this church, leave this dwelling. I mean, we can command that spirit to get out of here. We have that authority. And before I prayed, I command evil spirits to leave because they come to church just like we do. And they're roaming around. I mean, they whisper in your ear, you don't have to do the things that the devil tells you to do. You really don't. You can do what God say do. And, you know, I know this part is not true. They say there's an angel of evil sitting on your shoulder and an angel of good sitting on your shoulder, whispering in your ear. Which one are you going to listen to? But I know that there is a voice.
Mother, remember the Bugs Bunny cartoon? Most of the time, Bugs Bunny went with that evil little angel, didn't he not? He went with that demon every time with his little bad mind. Bugs Bunny, I always used to love to watch the Bugs Bunny show because Bugs Bunny was something else. But he would always, I was like, Bugs, why you falling for the okey-doke? And then Elmer Fudd, also, opportunity to do good to that pesky rabbit. But instead, he tried, I'm going to kill a rabbit. He fall after that demonic fall for the okey-doke. We got to walk in light, Mama. Thank you so much. But I'm giving it back to you. I keep interrupting, so please forgive me. But I'm just filled up this morning.
Okay, we got plenty of time. We have time. And I really don't mind, because when you say something, you're bringing out something that's important. But God is good, so we have to be careful of the spirit. They say in Louisiana, places like that, there's a whole lot of, you know, people that are with spirits in the South, way down deep in the South. So you have to be careful, because if you believe in God and you believe in his spirit, well, there's a demonic spirit too.
Right.
And you just have to really
be
careful. I mean, it's true.
I always
true.
Try to tell these young people, mother, who always, you know, kids love horror movies. And there are some dark movies out, because this is going into that month that, you know, they want to call Halloween. But I'm not going to do that. I'm not giving the devil any pleasure. I'm going to call it a month of harvest. Hallelujah. But they got all these horror movies coming out. And some of them are extremely dark. And some of them are based on true stories. And I tell you, these kids don't know. You don't need to go see that stuff. You're opening doors that you need to leave closed. You're opening doors you need to leave closed. Because the enemy only needs a little crack. He only needs a crack to wither in to create confusion. And we got to ask God, no, oh, not today. I love it, Mother. We say, oh, not today, Satan. And we got to have that in our spirit every day. Not today, Satan. You better get out of my house. You better get away from my children. Better get away from my great-grand-great-great-grand in the name of Jesus. We got to start speaking over our children and speaking over ourselves and our family. You know, if you go to your life lesson, this is what's going on. We see it every day. You actually, Mother, give your testimony on your encounter with Jim Jones.
Amen. You know, Jim Jones was in San Francisco up north. So me and my sister went to the meeting because we'd heard so many wonderful things about him. And when he first started out, Jim Jones really was doing good things. He was bringing people together. He was giving out food and clothes, and he was doing beautiful things. So we went to the meeting. We sat down, and he started teaching and started talking. And then all of a sudden he said, "I am God. I am God." My sister said, "Come on, let's get out of here, let's go." And he said, "Sit that down." He said, "Because if you leave, you will die." They had men in the sanctuary with guns. He said, "You will die." So my sister said, "Okay, we're going to sit back down." We sat back down, and when it was over, we got out of there. Jim Jones had, I don't know, he turned. He exalted himself by saying, "I am God." He got deceived. He got beside himself because he really did start out wonderfully doing things, helping people. And then look what happened. He took people all the way over to that other country and made them drink the Kool-Aid, killed people, shot people. And then they say he killed himself. But you have to be careful. You really have to be careful and humble yourself up under the mighty hand of God. You really do have to humble yourself. I mean, when people start telling you, "Oh, you're so great, you're so good, you can do this," oh, and praising you, you have to be careful and say, "No, it's
Amen.
God. I give the glory and honor
That's
to the
right.
Lord. It's not me. It's God in me. If I can sing a song like Pastor Bridget can sing, it's God using you."
It
and
sure
you
is.
Have to be careful
God.
Because Satan
totally
called it his them. He did it. He was a praise worshiper, but he wanted to be like the Most High God. He wanted people to worship him. You have to be careful in this life that you don't exalt yourself like Jim Jones did. He got beside himself. He said, that's what he said, "I am God." That's amazing.
Ooh, my.
I'm going to get back to the next
lesson. Down your spine. Whew. Mm.
Life lesson, 2 Corinthians 11 and 3. "As the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. God wants us to enjoy our intimate relationship with him. That's the bottom line of our existence. He created us, redeemed us, so that we may spend eternity with him. When we forget that, we forget everything. It says Satan himself transformed himself into an angel of light. Cults, false religions through the ages have often began out of interactions with beings who present themselves as angels. Demonic double agents can do a great deal of harm, and we have to beware of them. You think people, you know, they have these cults. And in San Francisco, they have gay churches. They do. I mean, I can't understand some of the things that are going on. But I know it's there and it happens. How can you have a gay church? But people do that. You have to be aware. You have to be aware of your surroundings. It's just like I tell people nowadays, you know, be aware of when you're walking or when you're doing stuff. Be aware of people that are next to you. Be aware of your surroundings. I mean, this world is wicked. And there are beautiful, good people here, but there are also people that want to do you harm. They're wicked people. So I'm going to turn this back over to the pastor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, Mother. Thank you so much for your testimony. Because I couldn't explain it like you, but the fact of the matter is that the evil one is wicked. And that's why when we pray the Lord's Prayer, we ask the Lord God to protect us from that wickedness, to protect us from the evil one. We have to forgive others so we may be forgiven. We have to walk in light and not in darkness. As we like to say on this show, we got to stay in our light and square. Because if you get out of your square, if you get out of your cover, you are open up for the enemy to slither in. We got to ask God to cover marriages. Ask God to cover those that are in need of more of him. We are in some perilous times. And we got to pray. Prayer does change all kind of things. And as we get ready to get out of here this morning, Sister Carolyn, right on point, telling us, good morning. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Have a tell it to God Tuesday. We got to tell it to God. We got to take it, Mother, as we say, we got to take it to the throne and not the phone. And as always, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other. In Jesus' name, we pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and wonderful day as Mother prays us out, asking you again to please keep the Shannon Haley family in your prayers as they go through today. Keep our pastor in your prayers. Pray for my pastor all the time. The enemy will come before or after a move of God. And we know God is moving, and he's moving in all of our directions. As you plant a seed, plant it in love, and know that it will grow in abundance. Have a blessed day, family. Mother, as always, thank you for your awesome and lovely presence. Thank you for your wisdom. We are a wrap, because I got to get ready for a funeral, a homegoing of a young person, praising God that he called his little one home. Have a great day, family. Be blessed. Pray for each other, as Sister Carolyn so eloquently put it this morning. We got to learn how to get on them knees. Let's not worry today about anything. Have a tell it to God. Tuesday, don't take it to the phone. Take it to the throne. Mother Valerie, it is a wrap.
It's a wrap. And Father God, we just thank and praise you for who you are. We thank and praise you for this day. Bless Pastor Jesse and bless Pastor Bridget and Pastor Washington as they go about doing the things they have to do. Bless the Table Life Ministry. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory. Because everywhere I go, I see God. Everywhere I go, I see God. If I look at the trees, I see God. If I look at the leaves, the birds, the bees, the air in that we breathe, everywhere I go, I manage to see God. So I thank you for waking me up. I thank you for this day. In Jesus' name, it is a wrap. God bless Minister Shannon as she goes through what she has to go through. Let her know that you are going through this with her. And bless the children of the table. Just keep those kids obedient and keep them safe in Jesus' name. Oh, it's a gorgeous day. We will rejoice
it
and give you praise.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We are
grateful
and we are thankful. And the highest praise is what? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You said the highest praise. So we give you the highest praise in Jesus' name. Amen. It's a wrap.
Amen. It's a wrap.
It is a wrap.
Mother, I'll see you at prayer tonight. Have a blessed and wonderful day. God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
And God, I thank God for you. Be blessed.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap, y'all. Because we got work to do. Bye.